Well, very good morning. Welcome and happy Easter to you all, or perhaps more correctly, happy Resurrection Day. Perhaps you'd like to turn to someone next to you and say, happy Resurrection Day. And now say it in the original Aramaic. Off you go. Oh, okay. All right. This morning is an all-age service. That means that the children are staying in, and hopefully no matter what age you are, whether you're a visitor with us or whether or not you're a regular attender, you're very welcome, and hopefully everything that takes place this morning you'll enjoy and be able to relate to. And if you manage to stay with us through the whole morning service, it is possible there may be chocolate. I'm just saying that it is possible. It is April Fool's Day, so it is possible. Okay. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we do thank you that we can come together in the name of Jesus to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. The price for sin has been completed and death has been defeated. Eternal life is now freely available to those who choose to receive it by putting their hope and trust in the risen Jesus. Lord, as we celebrate your resurrection today, may we be encouraged to remember the resurrection every day, that we may live confidently in the knowledge that you're always with us in all circumstances, and therefore every day is a day to rejoice in the fact that Christ is risen. We invite you to be present in our worship this morning and trust that we will bless you through our offering today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, how many people were here last Sunday for the baptismal service? Raise your hands up high. Right, so, okay, hands down, please. Some of you may remember that during that service, I showed some pictures of some animals. Now, some of you had totally forgotten that I showed you some animals. One or two mentioned during the week, Glyn, what was it about those animals? You said you were coming back to those animals and you never did. Some of you had totally forgotten about the fact you were here, but you forgot that I showed in the animals because you'd lost interest in the service halfway through. But then when the baptism came, you woke back up again and you have no idea what happened in between the start and that particular part of the event. And some of you are hearing this for the first time because you weren't here. So I just want to draw your memory back that there's an opportunity to receive an egg if we can try and identify those 10 animals. Okay, so anybody think they might know one? I'll pop this on so I can hear what you have to say. Okay, so we'll start in the front here. So animal number one. Well, it doesn't know, just any animal.
Skunk.
A skunk was not on my list.
Anteater?
Smaller version. You got the right word, but it's too long.
Ant,
correct, right, okay. All right, we've got an ant, 9 to go.
Snail?
Is correct, well done. Snail and an ant, okay.
Chicken?
Another word, smaller word, like a chicken.
Chick.
Bit bigger than a chick. 3 letters.
Hen.
Correct, well done. Hen, chicken, they all look alike, don't they, really? Okay, over here then. So that's 3. Okay, go on then.
Beetle.
Beetle. Wasn't a beetle. It looked like a beetle. It's got legs like a beetle, a little bit. But we've already had the ant, so I can't have you then. I'm sorry. Do you want to have another go? Can you think of another one? Have a little think about another one. I might come back to you. I might come back to you as well if I go on. Oh, look how attentive all the people were. Look, I've only got 3 hands and another 7 animals to go. Right. Who had a hand up over here? Right.
Newt.
A newt, correct. A newt. Oh, yes, they said it was the newt. Stephen?
An ibex?
Oh, yes. You got the hardest one, the ibex. Okay, I saw a hand up over here. Anybody over here? I've got one hand over here. I've got loads of chocolate left.
An emu?
Emu, well done. I did have an emu. Let's try over here.
An eel.
An eel! Well done. I'm not keeping tabs which ones you've said. That's the only problem, right? Okay.
A rat.
A rat is correct.
Seal.
A seal, correct. Well done. Seal of approval. Well done.
Chicken.
We've had the hen already, I'm afraid. But you're very right. You're right with that one.
Seems you got it right. You might as well have one of them then, because you did get it right.
Right, I'm back at the front row. There's at least one more I know that you haven't said yet. Ruth, back to you.
A pig.
A pig? No, there wasn't a pig. Back to you.
Frogs. Fox.
You're making up animals now. Look, there's 250,000 different kind of animals. We can't spend all morning thinking of every single animal.
Wasn't a fox, wasn't a pig.
Oh, no, keep trying.
Badger?
A badger? No, there wasn't a badger. Let me go and see if I can give any clues. I'm desperate to give you a chocolate here. Let me see.
We've not had the first one that I mentioned. I think we've got only one to go. It's just one. It's just one. Go on, I'll come back over to the younger ones first. Let's see. Go on in.
A meerkat.
No, I'm sorry, it's not a meerkat. It's not that simple. Okay.
A heron.
A heron! John had some help. A bit of a heronade. Okay, all right, okay. There we go. Very good. That was quite straightforward, wasn't it? So one last chocolate. Slightly bigger one. If you can tell me the order. It's not hard. Do you want to have a go?
I only know one.
Well, I need all 10. Now, you all know the order. Have a look at this poem. Should we have a read of it together? If you've got access to this poem, should we read it? After three. One, two, three. Jesus was the people's hero. Needs were met in many ways. Those whose joy was once at zero now made music full of praise. But when the week began to close, crowds were shouting, crucify. Barabbas was the one they chose. They wanted Jesus Christ to die. Pierced by thorns, nails and spear, the Son of God breathed his last. Dying to carry our sins and fear, a total healing for our past. His borrowed tomb, just like his crib, expressed the humble life he led. But he arose a living king through resurrection from the dead. Disciples moved from feeling loss to being overwhelmed with awe, made anew through faith in Christ, good news that's true forevermore. So you can just launch the PowerPoint, John, for a minute, please. Now, I asked you what the animals were, and you all heard all the animals, so you knew what the 10 animals were. But actually, in the poem, all the words are there, because look, in the first line, Jesus was the people's hero, needs, what's heron? See that? And at the bottom, it says, Jesus was people's hero, needs were met in many ways. Those whose joy was once at zero now made music, that's emu, look, E-M-U. You see, all 10 animals are in that poem. So you can have a look for them. You know, if you get bored during the service, you can see if you can find the other 8. But they were already there. I'd already given them to you. Okay, so you had them. Now, the second clue that I gave you is that they're all in order. He has risen. See, heron, emu, hen, ant, snail, rat, ibex, seal, eel. See, it was quite easy to remember the order. Once you knew all the animals, you could have worked out, well, he has risen. I could have just organized them all in my head. And that wasn't the only clue I gave you, because if you are a receiver of the church notices by email, or you pick one up, then I've been sending you a message over the last 2 weeks to get ready. So last week and this week, you'll see that on the 10:30 a.m. last week and the front of this week's church, it says all age for Easter worship, and I had an asterisk. So you can check last week's notices if you want to, but it's this week's has an asterisk. If you go to the back page, right at the bottom, here's the asterisk. The answer will be right in front of you in the phrase and the poem. So at the top of the poem, it says, he has risen. And it's in the poem. It's right in front of you. Dear me. I go to all of this effort to be able to make it simple so you can have chocolate. I told you, I'm giving away chocolate. If you don't want my chocolate, I make it as easy as possible for you. That's absolutely fine. I will have a good afternoon eating that chocolate. This idea that we can have a very clear, right in front of us something and yet miss it, it's a little bit more we're going to think about in a few minutes. So if we'll read together part of the story of that first Easter morning, we're going to read from Luke's Gospel chapter 24 and verses 1 to 12. So if we all read together. Starting at verse 1. Una autumn sabbatai valdi Diculio venerat ad momentum, portantes caer paravarant oramata. What's the matter? Oh, of course, yes, sorry about that. A bit of Latin is quite good for the morning service. Okay, so let's just go back perhaps to the New International Version that we might be a little bit more familiar with. Not very good with the Aramaic or the Latin this morning. Never mind, we'll move on to the English. Luke 24, verse 1 to 12. Let's read. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women take the spices and they prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what has happened. So as the day went on that first resurrection day, people were getting more and more excited because Jesus was alive, but they started that day slightly differently. Nobody really remembered that Jesus was going to rise again on the third day, even though he had told them on a few occasions. A bit like me with my animals. I've told you so many times about the animals and given you clues, but you just didn't see it. And the disciples had a similar thing in regard to Jesus telling them that he was going to rise again from the dead. So those who had a go about the animals but didn't get a chocolate, could you just come out for me and just come and sit on the front row here? You don't have to say anything. Just want you to hold up something for me. You get a chocolate for doing this. So there's, if you want to take the fourth one here. Right. So the first time that Jesus mentioned he was going to rise from the dead, Matthew 16, verse 21, it says this, from the time on Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, but and on the third day be raised to life. Do you want to just stand up for a minute? You hold that back one for me. Jesus said to the disciples, on the third day be raised to life. But Matthew 16, 22 says, but Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. He said, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." So even though Jesus said, "I'm going to rise again on the third day," Peter focused on the first bit of Jesus' message, that he's going to die and suffer. And he totally missed the resurrection. He didn't hear that bit on the third day. He focused on all this. And he said, "No, it mustn't happen." Because it sounds like he's saying, "No, you mustn't rise from the dead. This mustn't happen." But that's not what he's saying. He says, "This suffering mustn't happen." He didn't hear that last bit. Right, sit back down again. And you know, sometimes if we don't get the full message, then we get a wrong message. Two or three years ago, this job was advertised on a Christian website for the Congregational Federation. It said, "General Secretary, Congregation Federation, 34,870 plus car and pens." I'm thinking, looking at that, thinking, I wonder how many people are going to apply for this job, not because of the car, but because of all the pens, all the pens they're going to get. But of course, if you clicked on this little advert, it went on to say, plus car and pension. But you only got a little bit of a message. So because it was a little bit of a message, a little bit confusing. If you read only part of Psalm 147:1, it says, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sin." But of course, that's not the full message from that verse. It says, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. You see, if you only get part of the message, it can actually be a totally different message. And for Peter, particularly, he just got part of the message. And the message he got was true, but he missed the resurrection. It wasn't a happy resurrection day for Peter when it started, because he'd forgotten that Jesus said he was going to rise from the dead. And probably all the disciples did the same. So Jesus told them again. So in Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 30 to 32, it says, they left the place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again. But, do you want to just stand up and just hold that one for me? Their response in the next verse is they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. Jesus said again, after 3 days he will rise, but it didn't go anywhere. Nothing else happened because it didn't make sense to them. They kind of missed the resurrection again. They should have said, rise again. Tell me about this resurrection, Jesus. But they didn't get a chance to chat it over. They missed the resurrection. Okay, speak, sit down. So Jesus mentions it again. Mark chapter 10, verse 32. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen. We're going to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise. Now, maybe because he's talking about the Son of Man, they didn't quite understand who they were talking about. But here, a lot more details here. But look, it's still there. 3 days later, he will arise. And what happened? James and John immediately come up to Jesus, and this is what they say. Do you want to stand up, Ruth, with that one there? They start kind of catch on some idea that there's something to do with resurrection, but maybe somewhere in the future, and all they do is they ask for seats. He says, what do you want me to do for you, said Jesus? They said, let one of us sit on the right and the other at the left in your glory. So they kind of tapped into resurrection, but they probably were thinking it was somewhere way over here, and all they could do was to think of themselves. Wasn't thinking about Jesus' resurrection. They were thinking, hey, let's get the best seat in the house quick before someone else gets it. Okay, please be seated. James and John were just kind of focusing on their own thing. Have you ever found yourself focusing on something and kind of switching off to everything else around you? Before I came here, I used to live in Egham. And there's a path that I used to walk back home from work, just outside the Magna Carta School. There I've defined it. There, look, path. So I regularly walk down there, and my job often used to make me arrive home quite late at night. So sometimes I used to walk in the light, sometimes in the dark. And on one occasion, I was walking along this path, and you will notice trees. See? Trees, tree, tree. Okay, so path, tree. Okay. Now, I was coming home, and somebody texted me. And so I thought, well, I can multitask. Though I'm a bloke, I can do this. And so I'm walking along path, texting, answering my text, and I didn't see that tree. And so that's what happened to my eye. So I walked into the tree. I did finish my text, but I also couldn't wear my glasses for a couple of days because I actually broke them because I walked into a tree. See, sometimes if you're focused on something else, a bit self-centered, you might miss it. And of course, James and John focus a little bit on themselves. It's self-centered, and maybe all the disciples were a bit like that. So they didn't remember the resurrection. And so Jesus, for a fourth time, says about rising from the dead. So it says, you will all fall away. Jesus said this in the Last Supper. Jesus told them, for it's written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. But after I have risen, look, you made it clearer this time. I'm talking about me here. After I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. So what happened straight after that? Want to hold that one up? Peter comes up to Jesus and says, even if I have to die with you, I'll never disown you. And all the others said the same. Even if I have to die, I'll never disown you. What's Peter talking about? He hasn't mentioned the resurrection. No, because he's back up here again. I will strike the shepherd. You'll all fall away. Peter can't get beyond the first part of what Jesus says. And he's thinking about himself. I won't let you down. Of course, he then did. Please be seated. So four times Jesus says to the disciples, will rise again. You would have got it first time, wouldn't you? I know you didn't quite get the animals, but you could then say, well, it wasn't fair, Glenn, I wasn't here, or I didn't know that's what it was that you were doing. But that's all very well, but I did put all of the names of the animals in those glass windows right across there. So they right at the top there, but right at the top there, in those palaces. They're all, and they're all in order. So when you all walked in, those of you who went over there, you walked straight past those windows. I did do my best. See, right up there. And of course, all of you came through the foyer. And in the foyer, we have a picture of all of the ministry team. I haven't got a picture of Matthew in there yet. But on the picture of the ministry team, I've put all the names on. Look, heron, emu, hen, ant, seal, rat. And please let me know, I didn't put the names on the certain faces to match the animal that I think they're like, okay? Just to make that very clear. I do not consider Andy to be a rat. Just to make sure. But they've been there in the foyer for you all to see, and they've been there for a couple of days. So if you've been coming in the week of prayer, you didn't see it. You could have got chocolate. No! You could have got big chocolate. But you didn't see what I'd done. So you see, Jesus was wanting the disciples to be informed. He wanted to give them the blessing of the resurrection, the joy of them knowing that he's going to have sacrifice himself. And of course, that's going to bring great pain and turmoil. But 3 days afterwards, get ready, I'm coming back. But they didn't remember the resurrection because they got caught up in other things. Only when the angels appeared to the women at the tomb, it says here, they said, he's not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. Then they remembered, and then that kicked in resurrection morning as people realized that Jesus was alive. Now, I'd like you to take part in the next part, so you can stay up here if you want to, all right? And then you get your chocolate. If you leave your seat, you don't get your chocolate. No, I'm giving them a choice. Okay, so it's all right. You don't have to have chocolate. I'm generous. And what I will want is I will want 5 other people to come and fill the back seat. If you would like to have the opportunity to empty my box of chocolate, there are 5 more chairs. Even more blessing. There are 6 chairs. There's 1 in the front. There's 6 at the back, okay? There's 7. It's going up by the minute. Oh, look, hang on. All right, come and sit up here now then if you want to come and sit here. It's first come, first serve. I'm not sending you back. First come. No news. Well done. This is now time for you to hold up some words for me. So we're going to spell the word Happy Easter. H, A, P, I think yours is upside down, your H, P, and your C, and E, you'll see there's a number on the back of your paper. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out numbers. And when your number is called out, you have to stand in the front here in the order of the number. So if I call out number 3, you stand here. The number 7, you stand here. And we're going to make some words. So 6, 7, 8, 5. Can we do this? Hold your words up there. 6, 7, 8, 5. It's easy. Okay, so sit back down again. Right. First of all, we will have 11, 6, 8, and 9. For some people, this is what Easter is about. What have we got? Rest. It's a time to relax. There's no work because we've got a couple of days off. There's no school because we've got far too long off. It's a time we might be able to go away for a bit. We have a rest. Easter is about having a rest. Right, sit back down again. For others, Easter might be a little bit like some of our Easter service has been, focused on this. 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 8. What have we got? Yeah, eaters. It's actually all about the food. It's about the chocolate eggs. It's about the hot crust buns and some other things that you might always eat at Easter time. Right, sit back down again. Okay, next one. 1, 2, 9, 8. 1, 2, 9, 8. This is a bit of a mystery to me. Hats. What's all Easter bonnets about? Hats. What's that? What is that all about? There's probably a very old-fashioned tradition. Probably in the olden days, women used to put on these special bonnets to go out to certain events and everything was lovely. Maybe Easter Sunday morning or maybe summer event. We've kind of lost the Easter bonnets. I do notice that no one this morning has turned up. Oh, well done. Well done. One Easter bonnet. Do you want to stand up, Dad, and put it on? Very nice. I think because you brought the Easter bonnet, you get the big egg. Well done. Fantastic. Easter bonnets, what's that about? It's about getting a free egg. So next year, of course, I may mention this again. So I'm expecting a full turnout with your bonnets next year, and we'll see how they go. Okay, sit back down again. There's obviously a little bit more of a spiritual meaning behind this. So let's have 9, 10, 7, 11, 8. 9, 10, 7, 11, 8.
9, 10.
What have we got? Tears. So we know that Easter does have that sad part because we're remembering the death of Jesus. And of course, therefore, the tears are part of our memory. It's not all about the joy of the celebration, but tears are part of it, and that's why it's important to spend some time during the Easter period just thinking about the death of Jesus. Very important. Right, sit back down again. But then we get to the day we're celebrating today, and this is about this now. So you ready? This one's a long one. Ready? 1, 6, 2, 3, 4, 10, 7, 11, 8. Want you move over a bit to the side here. 1, 6, 2, 3, 4, 10, 7, 11, 8. What have we got? He, I think you two are the other way around. There we go. And he appears. So, of course, Easter, having a really happy Easter is to not only remember that Jesus died for us, but also that on the third day we remember the resurrection, that he appears alive again from the grave. Okay, sit back down again. Two more left. Jesus presents himself as our Savior. He also talks about himself being a shepherd. So if he is a shepherd, that makes us... See if you can make the word. See if you can make the word without any help. Okay, that's heaps. No, that's not quite right. What have we got? Sheep. Some very disorderly sheep. Okay. Right. So the numbers... I'm going to read the numbers I've got on my sheet and we'll see which P I chose. You ready? I chose 8, 1, 6, 10, 3.
Yay!
I'm sorry. It's there. Okay, it's number 3. Can you confirm that, Eloise? Number 3?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. Just want to say, in the interest of fairness, okay, that's what I had. But I now need to get you all to come up. So can you just shoot me across a little bit to the left? So I need number 7 here, please. And then I need 421195 down that end. This is all the letters of a happy Easter. What do we have? We have a sheep party! Hey! We're all sheep, and a happy Easter is that we all have a party. So, at this point, we've all got some cake, some little egg nests that we're going to give out. So first of all, if you give me in an orderly line, in the order of a sheep party, okay, you can come and have your egg. Thank you very much. If you give me a piece of paper back, thank you very much. You can have your egg. If you don't like eggs, there's some grapes here. Then go back to your seat. They look like eggs. You've completed. A round of applause for my sheep party actors here. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, and there's one left. Oh, I'll have to look for someone to give that to. I'll have to look for a reason to give my last egg. Or alternatively. Right, thank you. So, we've got 180 of these cakes. We might just have enough for everybody. Of course, I know not everybody likes chocolate. There are some grapes there. So what I'd like to do is we will play perhaps a bit of music. I'm going to ask everybody who's over the age of 12 if you'd like to come out first. So we'll play some music. If you don't want one, that's fine. You don't have to have one. But it's a sheep party. How can you have a party without cake? So come forward. Why play some music? If you like a cake, come forward and get one. Just a few moments, and then we'll sing And the children under the age of 12 have to wait until the adults have been served first. Easter is not just for Easter Sunday. Easter is an expression of our whole life. So why not this week just tell somebody, you start the conversation, ask them, what did you do last weekend? And then tell them what you did. Don't say, I ate chocolate in church, but actually say, I celebrate. Well, you can say that if you want to. They might come to the church. I don't know. But it's just say, I celebrated the fact that Jesus is alive. Use Easter still now at the end of our celebration to be able to help to be our witness to those who need to find Jesus. So shall we close together and we'll read the words from Hebrews 13, 20 to 21 together. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.